Our next article is entitled Finding Hope, A Call to Redefine What It Means to Be a Foster Kid. It's written for us by Aaron Kidd, who is the Communications Manager for Lutheran Services Carolinas. In his valedictorian speech at Goldsboro North Carolina High School, Michael Cruz told fellow foster children they were blessed with a life of greater purpose. Said Cruz, "I have dedicated my life to be a light to those lost in the darkness." Cruz, a former foster care client of Lutheran Services, continues, "I'm asking you guys to join me in redefining what it means to be a foster kid. Remember that God puts his strongest soldiers on the front line because that's where the toughest battles are. Right now, you have a choice. You can stay a prisoner of your past or the leader of your future." Cruz's foster care journey began when he was 5 years old, while he and his mother were living in New York. Cruz said, "My mother met this guy, and he seemed pretty cool at first. He was charismatic, and he seemed to be very caring and loving, but it all changed in the blink of an eye. He became very malicious and started manipulating us. I was sexually abused and physically abused and emotionally abused. And the abuse continued for about 5 years as the family bounced between different homeless shelters. Cruz's mom was dealing with a personal issue at the time, and he said she didn't know the details of the abuse. And when Cruz turned 10, he said the abuse stopped. The family then moved to North Carolina, and Cruz started dating his first girlfriend, which opened his eyes to the severity of what he'd experienced. He was also had discovered that later that his abuser was sexually abusing his younger siblings. The family stayed together for another 5 years before everything came to a boiling point one day. The boyfriend was yelling at Cruz for not agreeing with his political views, which had become more radical over the years. Cruz said he was calling me every name in the book, and I felt like a fire was put in my heart. I felt like God had given me the motivation because I never thought about standing up to him before. In that moment, Cruz confronted the man about the past sexual abuse. In response, the boyfriend began assaulting him, and after the man pulled him into the hallway, Cruz managed to get away and ran to a neighbor's house to call the police. And when the police arrived on the scene, he was told there wasn't enough physical evidence to press charges. And a week later, Cruz decided to tell his guidance counselor the whole story. He said, "I felt like we were about to die, like he was going to kill us," he said, "and I walked into the office and I just broke down crying and told them every little detail." And the man is currently serving a 25-year prison sentence. While the mother was dealing with her personal issues, Cruz and his siblings were placed in the foster care system, and he moved around to a few homes, excelling in school all the while. Cruz said, "School at that time was a way of escaping the problems I was going through. I could throw myself into it, and that's why I flourished academically." From December 2020 until he moved to college, Cruz lived with Lutheran Services in the Carolinas' foster parent, Debbie Eady. She said she was proud to be part of his journey to become valedictorian. "I loved seeing how people admired him as at his school for what he's been through and has come through to get to this place," she said. "He's very persistent. He sets his mind to it, and he does it. He's going to make it happen." Now a freshman at North Carolina State University, Cruz said his two passions in life are helping people and studying psychology. He dreams one day of establishing his own shelter system to support individuals emotionally, financially, and spiritually. "I'm majoring in psychology," he said. "I just love learning about the mind and then pairing that with my love for helping people. I want to be able to understand psychology to the point where I can help other people who are in my situation." Cruz said his life right now is in a state of reconstruction. He and his mom are rekindling their relationship. He's still very close to Eady and often spends weekends at her home. "Everything happens for a reason," Cruz said, "and I look at my experience as a blessing rather than a curse because it has shaped me for who I am today.